They say the day the governor arrived, the ravens did too. All the smaller birds flew backwards into the sea, and that is why there are no songbirds on Joya. Only huge, ragged ravens. I'd watch them perch on the rooftops like omens, and try to squint them into the chaffinches and goldcrests Dardry from memory. If I imagined hard enough, I could almost hear them singing. "Why did the songbirds leave, Dar?" I'd ask. "Because they could, Isabella." "And the wolves? The deer?" Dar's face would darken. Seems the sea was better than what they were running from. Dar would tell me another story then, about the girl warrior Arinta, or about Joya's mythical past as a floating island, and refused to say more about the wolves and the backwards birds. But I kept asking, until the day when I found my own answers. The morning it began was like any other. I woke in my narrow bed, sunrise just starting to brighten the mud walls of my room. The smell of burnt porridge hung in the air.